everyone, and welcome to another episode of Annie Talks, where we bring to you interesting stories about interesting people that you want to know about. I'm your host, Annie Rivera. Thank you for tuning in, and to those who have already subscribed, if you're new to the podcast, welcome, and I hope you enjoy what you hear, and if so, I personally invite you to subscribe. Annie Talks is brought to you by Daily Gadgets and More. Daily Gadgets and More is proud and committed to offering the largest variety of high-quality products at the lowest prices and the best customer service. Find us on Instagram or visit dailygadgetsandmore.com. That's dailygadgetsandmore.com. My guest on this episode is Sean Anderson. Sean is a number one ranked motivational author, unlimited thinker, and a lifetime entrepreneur with a history of inspiring others. A seven-time author, Sean is also the creator of Extra Mile Day, a day recognizing the power we each have to create positive change when we go the extra mile. This was established on November 1st, 2017, where 527 cities made the declaration and recognized local extra mile heroes. Sean walks his talk. Besides having inspired tens of thousands through his speaking and writing, including an inspirational speaking tour in the Philippines attended by 20,000 attendees, Sean's built a million-dollar company, pedaled a bike solo across the U.S., twice, and created adventures in 45 countries, including having walked border to border across six: England, Ireland, Spain, Portugal, Italy, and 750 miles around Shikoku, Japan. Still, he believes his greatest adventures and successes are waiting to be lived. I'm excited for you all to hear from this dynamic and motivational speaker. Here now is my conversation with Sean Anderson. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it.
Annie Rivera, it's my privilege to be here with you. I truly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. Let's jump right in. Let's actually get to know more about Sean Anderson. So talk a little bit about your background, your hometown, and the road to becoming who you are today, a lifetime entrepreneur.
Well, you know, Annie, I really just consider myself a very ordinary guy. But what makes me maybe slightly different is I choose to live an extraordinary life. You know, I'm a guy who just doesn't think and wish, but I'm a guy who thinks, plans, and does. You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I love the dreaming. I love the creating. I love taking a vision and just seeing how close that I can get to really turning that vision into reality.
And yes, I see.
That's Sean Anderson.
Awesome. So now, where are you from? Where's your back? What's your hometown? Where is your hometown?
When I grew up as a kid in Reno, Nevada, I used to think that it was the most special place in the world to be, because there was a sign in downtown Reno that said, you know, the world's biggest little city. And I go, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. I mean, this is where I'm, Reno, Nevada. This is, wow.
I know Reno. And there was a time when I was in, I think I was up in Lake Tahoe once or close to there. So I was on the border of, you know, skiing. I was on the border of the California side and the Nevada side. And I thought, like you, I was like, wow, I am like on the top of the world here. And I did see that sign, the biggest little city in the world. I love that sign. I think it's
Well, you know, in retrospect, there's a big difference between Lake Tahoe and Reno. Lake Tahoe truly is one of the greatest places in the world, right?
Yes, for sure. But speaking of which, see, we're talking about the greatest places in the world, right? I know that you have been to like a million places. So I read through your bio, and you've walked across six countries in the last 4 years: Spain, Portugal, England, Ireland, Italy, and then 750 miles around Shikoku, Japan, right? And you just finished hiking 500 plus miles across Italy in the month of August. Oh my gosh, I can only be just a fraction of who you are. So I'd love to hear about this. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, it was just about a little less than a month ago that I came back from Italy after one of my most challenging hikes. I picked the wrong season, Annie, man. I knew it was going to be hot there, but when you read things like the season's really hot, I'm thinking, you know, I'm a tough guy. I can handle this. But I got to tell you, walking over 500 miles in 95 degree weather that's so humid and sticky, and I swear there was a family of flies that just chose to vacation with me the whole time. And as I walked, so did they. And it was a tough one, but Italy's an amazing country, and I hope that all your listeners get a chance to go someday.
Yeah. So tell us about your travels and what brings you to your travels, and you're a dreamer. I know that, and you talked about that too. So tell us how you get to go to these places and what's your lifestyle that enables you to do that. Talk about that.
Well, you know, I'm not a guy that likes to look at pictures in a book. I like to live and be in the pictures in the book. And so if I see something, I go, wow, that would be so cool. I don't just think, whoa, someday I'd like to do that. I plan on doing that. And as long as I'm here on this great, amazing adventure called life, I want to see as many spots in the world as I can. I mean, I might be talking to you right now from Marina Bay, Delray, California, but man, I'm really a citizen of the world, and there's so many places to go, so many people to meet, so many moments to experience that, you know, that's why I see the world.
Mm-hmm. So now talk about your entrepreneurship. What is your business, and what is your line of business, and how does that fit into your travels?
You know, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. Mm-hmm. My very first gig was selling worms to fishermen. I was a 10-year-old guy. I loved baseball cards. I knew to buy baseball cards, I needed money. I saw my parents' backyard as being a gold mine. Mm-hmm. I'd flood the backyard. The worms would pop up. I'd put them in huge barrels. I'd run an ad in the paper. On weekends, I'd sit in the front yard, and the fishermen would come and buy my worms.
Wow.
I could then run to 7-Eleven or Uncle Happy's toy shop, and man, did I build my collection of baseball cards. I learned cause and effect. I learned that what I put into life, I will get back in life. I learned that, you know, if I can dream it and put wings and legs under it, that it might just fly.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so nice and so awesome. See, now you're not just a dreamer, but you are a doer. And I think that's what most people kind of scale back on, because yeah, they have the dream, you know, but then how do they step out in faith and or take that first step? I mean, that's scary. I mean, you've done it all your life, so it comes natural to you. But for people like, say, who want to leave the corporate life, or maybe who are working, you know, 10 jobs or, you know, a couple part-time jobs and are kind of over it, what do you tell them? How do you tell them to take that first step?
Oh, I don't want for a second for anybody to believe that I don't feel fear. I feel fear all the time. But the thing is the way that I overcome my fear is I always make the adventure greater than the fear. For example, if I'm about to go to a new country that seems just, wow, that's really exotic, and I feel the fear of that, I make the adventure of what I'm going to experience bigger than that fear. That's what allows me to get on the plane and go do this. If someone's in a corporate job and they go, God, I can't leave, Sean, man, it's, you know, this is the security, I need this paycheck, blah, blah, blah. So I'm fearful of what will happen. And then we just simply focus on, you know, what might happen if you do leave? What's the great adventure out there? How can your life become positively different if you do make this change? We focus on what can happen, and that's how we get away from the fear.
Awesome. So all really good mindsets, right? It's kind of empowering them to have a different mindset, a different approach.
Annie, that's the secret to life right there. It's what mindset are you walking through your day? You know, if I wake up today and go, oh my God, today is going to be a terrible day. Mm-hmm. I have to do this podcast. I'm so tired. I don't want to do the podcast. You know what? If you take that kind of attitude, the rest of the day is really going to be a crummy day. But if you wake up today and go, oh wow, mm-hmm, I've never lived today, I don't know what's going to happen today, there's going to be some cool things, let's go out and see what happens. Take that mindset into the day and watch how your world changes.
Ooh, I love that. That's such good advice, honestly, for myself and for, I'm sure, many of my listeners. So thank you so much for that. Let's talk about your four books. Let's talk about the four fibs, Soar to the Top. Well, I'm not going to read all of them, but you have four books. So briefly describe.
Seven.
Oh, seven. Sorry, oh, yeah, my gosh.
I've written seven books. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. What are you talking sorry, about? I should have just, yeah. You know, they're just, writing used to be my avocation. You know, when I owned a more brick and mortar type business, I had this passion of wanting to get this message out and share it with people. Mm-hmm. And one of my books called Soar to the Top, it became so successful that it sold over 50,000 copies. And so just later in life, I said, wow, this is kind of cool. I get a chance to, you know, make a difference in people's life, sharing these principles that have worked for me. Let's keep going. And so since then, I've written five more books when it's become more my vocation. So yeah, I've taken each one of these on and taken it to the finish line.
Awesome. Now, where can we find these books?
Well, you can find them certainly on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can go into a bookstore. You can order a book. You can go to my website, seanandersen.com, and you can get a book. And I usually send two, and they're all personally autographed. So, mm-hmm. you know, they're certainly out there. I think my books now, I've been really blessed and grateful. There's about 80,000 of them out there. And, you know, I believe that my best book is still to be written. I believe that my best speech is still to be given. I believe that my best everything's still to be had. And I think if we take that approach, that if someone's thinking about writing their own book and they go, well, maybe too much time's passed, I'm too old now. Man, not true. This is your time. If you want to write, if you want to paint, if you want to create, do it.
Awesome. So now let's talk about the extra mile day that's coming up. Can you talk about that?
2009. It's coming up. It's I'm telling you, in 2009 is when I started Extra Mile Day. It's on November 1st. 2009, I created something called the Extra Mile America Tour. And at that time, the country was going through a whole bunch of bad energy. Businesses were closing, banks were even closing, homes were being foreclosed. And I felt that people lost the basic confidence that they had any kind of control over their own destiny. So I wanted to use my small voice and create this Extra Mile America Tour. In a Forrest Gump sort of way, as a symbol of going the extra mile, I pedaled a bicycle from one ocean to the other. I was a 47-year-old non-bicyclist. Along the way, as I crossed, my staff created events in 21 of those cities with the mayors of those cities, mm-hmm. where I had the privilege of interviewing over 200 people that had gone the extra mile. At the end of my tour, I gave away $10,000 of my own money to the stories most inspirational to me. But Extra Mile Day started as I was pedaling across the state of Nevada. Nevada is the only state in the United States where you can pedal on the freeway because there's no other way to go. So there's one stretch. It's like 60 miles. There's nowhere to stop. There's no trees. You're just pedaling. The cars are passing you. And it's super, super hot. It's like 110 degrees. I'm going, okay, what can I do to make Extra Mile America even more media worthy? And I said, wait a second. What if I create this day called Extra Mile Day? And what if the mayors recognize those people in their community that are going the extra mile in volunteerism and service to make the world better? November 1st, 2009, I was elated that 23 mayors said, yeah, great idea. It's continued to build. Last year, November 1st, 2017, 527 cities across the United States participated.
Awesome. How many do you anticipate this year?
We'll have over 550 this year. I think we've had over 400 commitments, and there's a number more coming in. So we're setting it around 550, 560.
Awesome. And now how can listeners get involved, or is there a way that we could maybe advocate on your behalf, on anybody else's behalf? How can we get involved?
By certainly just remembering that if you really want to change your life, the most powerful way to do it is never to keep doing what you're doing, but to always go the extra mile. That's what Extra Mile Day is about. It's just not awesome. About a day where we go the extra mile, but it's about a philosophy, a mental attitude on how you live. If your relationship is yucky, keep mm-hmm. quit doing the same thing you're doing, go the extra mile. If you don't like your job, or if it's become a mediocre place for you to go, go the extra mile. If your health is not where you want it to be, then just don't go home and start buying imaginary letters with Pat and Vanna on the couch. Go the extra mile. That's how we change our life.
Awesome. I love that. The great philosophy. I really think that you have a great positive outlook, and your outlook is very infectious. So people can't help but to just, you know, hey, what's this all about? So I think, you know, definitely curiosity plays a factor, but I also think that people can go the extra mile if they knew what that was about. So raising awareness the way that you are right now, I think is absolutely just phenomenal. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Annie Rivera.
Could you talk about, let's kind of switch gears a little bit, but why don't you talk a little bit about maybe an obstacle that you faced as an entrepreneur and how you were able to overcome it? So people listening, you know, may have similar, you know, obstacles or barriers that they're facing right now and maybe need a little push. So what kind of, how did you overcome your greatest or one of your biggest obstacles?
You know, my greatest obstacle, my greatest challenge every time is just learning how to be my best, the best version of me. That's always my greatest challenge, because those moments where we feel self-doubt sneak in, those moments where we feel our greatest fear, that's those moments that we're not being the very best person, our very best version.
Awesome.
My challenge is always, you know, how do I continually create that positive mindset? My challenge is always, what kind of accountability system do I develop in my life so that I practice these principles day in and day out? That's my greatest challenge all the time, Annie.
And then so people can learn from that as well, because I think everybody has a different obstacle and they don't really know how to face that. And if you're constantly, like me, when you're constantly kind of beat down because, you know, you just don't know how to get from point A to point B, I think if you have a positive outlook the way that you do, everybody would, you know, have a different approach, right? So I think, and we talked about that earlier today, it's how you approach your day and it's how you, what you make of your day, right? So it's just kind of how you want to go about changing things, right?
Yeah, it goes back to that subject of mindset. I mean, I have awesome stories of single moments mm-hmm. that I had to develop that powerful mindset. Last December, I was taking a transatlantic cruise across the Atlantic. I'm in Barcelona. I'm walking down Las Ramblas 2 hours before I catch my cruise ship. I get down to the cruise ship and I look in my backpack. I go, oh my God. I knew I'd been bumped on Los Ramblas, but at that point, I was being a very unwise traveler and packing everything together. Well, I had my passport stolen, my credit card stolen, my cash stolen, my phone stolen, everything stolen. So I get to that moment and the ship says, well, you know, you can't go back to the United States. You don't have any identification. Right. You know, you call American Express, who always says they're going to bail you out. Well, we're sorry. You don't have any identification. So, you know, it's those moments in life that we either collapse and just go, oh my God, what am I going to do? Or that we somehow find this internal strength, go, you know what? I can get through this. I'm going to get through this. What's the next step I need to take? Because if you start looking at the total picture, if you're a non-runner and I set you on the starting line to run your first marathon right now, and you're looking, how am I going to get to 26.2 miles? Well, you're never going to get there. You're not, because that's where we're looking. Let's just get 100 yards down the road, okay? You know what? Then let's just get 1 mile down the road. Come on, Annie. We can do that, right? Let's just go 1 mile. We can do that.
Yes, I do that too. Believe it or not, even when I'm running or if I'm exercising, I think to myself, baby steps, right? Okay, if I could just get this, you know, let me get past this first mile. Let me get past this second mile or this, you know, quarter of a mile, whatever it may be. And baby steps, even in life, right? Let's just get past this.
Yes.
And then let's, you know, if I can overcome this one particular, you know, barrier, then I can worry about the next barrier or
how about this? How about when I overcome this? Not if I can.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. See, because if you make the steps, if you make lots of steps and you don't make them so overwhelming, you can always do a baby step. Mm-hmm. So don't try to jump 3 feet at one time when really you should only be jumping 3 inches at one time. And then eventually, if you keep doing 3 inches, 3 inches, 3 inches, if you look back, you go, oh my gosh, look how far I've already come.
That's right. Right? Oh, I like that. Yeah. So you kind of have to know where you're going, or if they kind of know where you've been to be able to know where you're going and taking those little steps, those little milestone steps. I love that.
You know what? That's a really cool concept though, right there. You always see people say, you know, well,
How can you ever create a great life? How can you ever create your most happy life if you don't know what that life looks like to begin with? If you don't know where you're going, mm-hmm. you know, it's not about, life's just not about getting in the car and just driving and seeing where you go. You got to have some sort of destination in mind. Now, the great journey is trying to get to that destination, but you could never get to the ultimate you unless you know what the ultimate you looks like.
Right. Oh, yay. I like that. I hope you're enjoying this podcast episode. We'll be right back after this short message from one of our sponsors. ComfoTherm thermal wraps are designed to help relieve the pain and swelling in and around the jaw, especially after wisdom teeth extractions. For more information, visit ComfoTherm.com. That's ComfoTherm.com. Hey there, Annie Rivera here. Thanks for tuning in to Annie Talks. Be sure to tell your friends about subscribing to the podcast and don't forget to rate and review the podcast. Doing so helps out with the algorithm and helps others to find this podcast too. I also invite you to like my Annie Talks Facebook page. There you'll find other news, information, upcoming events, and all sorts of things. Stay in the know with Annie Talks. I also invite you to join the Annie Talks Community Facebook group, where we carry the conversation from the podcast episode to the Facebook group. Ask questions about the episode, about a guest, about the locations, you name it, ask away. This forum is for you. See you on the Annie Talks Community Facebook group. Can you tell me a little bit, or can you tell us a little bit about something we don't already know about the Sean Anderson or the Sean Anderson that everybody knows? What's something that you could share with us that someone doesn't already know about you?
You know, every time that I go on one of these great adventures, if I, you know, oftentimes as I'm crossing a country, I'm going through parts of the country that very people see. It's where the people really live. It's not the Disneyland, but it's where they really live. And in all these small towns, there are small cemeteries outside the town. Mm-hmm. And I will always stop and I will take my backpack off, I'll put it outside the gate, and I will walk through. And I will walk through and I will stop and I will read the headstones and the tombstones. And like in Italy recently, there's pictures on the tombstone so you could see who that person really was. And as I'm standing there, I'm wondering, you know, did you live the life that you wanted? Did you do what you wanted? How was your life? What was it about? Did you, you know, what did you smile about? And it's a reminder to me, Andy. It's a reminder to me that life is always short, that sometimes life, we won't have the privilege to do all these things we have the privilege to do now. And it's a reminder to me to live with as much passion and purpose as I can, because now it's my time. Mm-hmm. Someday it won't be my time.
Well, that's a really different and unique way of looking at and reflecting on your life. So that's interesting. So you do that? You do go to tombstones or to cemeteries at places that you visit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and in fact, just finishing in Rome, it's really interesting. Some people don't know this, but underneath Rome, there are 100 miles of passageways mm-hmm. buried beneath the city. And inside those passageways, there's said to be over 60 catacombs. There's 5 catacombs that the public can visit. In those catacombs, there are over 500,000 people who have been buried there. Mm-hmm. And again, it's just this reminder, Annie, you are not going to be here forever. Mm-hmm. Your life is short. This is an amazing gift. Live your life as if it is a gift. Live your life as if it is the greatest romantic, mysterious, awesome, fantastic adventure in the world. Because when you live like that, and that washes away a little bit of your fear. That mm-hmm. washes a little bit of your insecurity, and that helps you paint this great picture for your life. I take what I always, when I'm thinking about whether or not I'm going to do this project, travel here or do this, I do what I call my rocking chair test. I imagine the very end of my life. I'm in a rocking chair, I'm sitting on the front porch, and I'm reflecting back on the scrapbook of my life, and I'm picturing, do I wish I would have done that? Am I happy that I did that? And as I'm thinking now about what I want to do in the future, I think, wow, do I want that to be in the scrapbook of my life? That also is another impetus for getting me out the door and getting me moving.
That's so nice. That's, like I said, it's a very, very unique way of looking and reflecting on your life, and then kind of knowing and strategizing what you want to do, you know, for the next step of, or the next leg of your life in your adventure. I like that. Now, if you could do anything differently, what would you do, say, what would you tell your 21-year-old self about what you know now or about your future?
You know, this is a... Sometimes I wonder if I'd even want to go back and be 21 again. I mean, it's a different world. And, you know, the kids today, there's some great challenges that they have to face. And and I believe that we either live in the past or we live in the future. And if we don't embrace our past, we can never live our best future. Right. So I even look back at every single bad thing that I'd ever experienced, every single one of them. Every one of those events that I didn't think that I was going to make it through at the time, it would be easy for me to say, Sean, don't walk that road. Don't do that. But see, Annie, if I had never walked that road, I would never be where I am today, right?
Right.
Because we are what we've lived. We are now what we've lived. And if you like yourself, if you feel that you were living a cool life, then embrace all the bad crap, man. Embrace the time that you had to put on your rain boots and walk through the rain. Because, man, amen that you experienced that, because look at you now.
I like that. Embrace who you are. Embrace what you've done. Embrace what you've experienced. I like that. I think in metaphorically, it means that, you know, it's created, it's built your character. It's made you who you are, and it's going to make you who you are going to be in the future.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, here you are, Annie Rivera, you have this podcast show. and you know, if you would change one thing about your past, one good thing or one bad thing, you might not have to come to the point where you had the courage to start the podcast show, right? So everything that you experienced brought you to this awesome, vibrant, energetic, enthusiastic, passionate, purposeful woman, Annie Rivera, who has this podcast. So amen for all your good stuff. Amen for all your bad stuff, because otherwise we wouldn't have your show.
Oh, well, we could say that about you as well. So thank you. This has been very therapeutic for me. It's almost kind of a life reflection on for me, but here we're supposed to be talking about you, Sean, but thank you. I really appreciate it. So what's next on the horizon for you, Sean? I know that we have the Extra Mile Day coming up, but what's beyond that for you? What's new on your slate for you?
Well, you're right. Right now, our big term focus is just building Extra Mile Day and trying to create a vehicle where mayors shine a light on 1,000 people across the country where a light might not have been shined on them. You know what? But I'm gonna share to answer your question. I'm gonna share my answer in a way that might be unique to what you're seeking. I think what gives me such a deep passion for life and such a deep appreciation for life is, you know what I'm most focused on right now? I'm focused on, after this podcast with you, I am taking my two very cool chihuahuas for a walk, and we're going to go walk, and I'm going to watch them play, and I'm going to watch them roll in the grass, and they're going to help remind me that today is a miracle and today is amazing. And we can get caught up looking so far into our future and thinking that our future is what's going to change our life. But what will change our life the most is being able to appreciate the today and seeing the small miracles of being here. Because when you start showing that kind of gratitude for your existence, that's when all of a sudden all the fear, all the crap that you might be feeling, experience washes away, and you realize that no matter what you do in the future, it's going to be the right thing. That it's not about failing; it's only about trying. And so, I'm looking forward to this little cool walk, and then after that, we'll create our next moment.
That's awesome. So be thankful and grateful for today. I love that. That's my takeaway from that. So thank you, because yes, sometimes we get too caught up in what's going to happen, you know, 6-7 months down the line when we're not really, you know, embracing today. So thank you for that reminder.
Because look how fast time's passed. I mean, Annie, you and I could sit here and we could reminisce about, you know, oh wow, do you remember in high school? Do you remember in college? Do you remember this? Well, look how much time's passed now. I mean, man, nothing's going to stop Father Time from moving forward. And eventually Father Time runs out. And so embrace all our moments that Father Time gives us right now.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you. Again, like I say, I take these podcast interviews, not just because I feel like guests have an important message or a story to tell. Sometimes it's just really therapeutic for me because I also always remind myself, you know, live. My kids say this to me all the time. Live in the moment, Mom. Live in the moment. And you know what? That you just reminded me of that day. Live, you know, embrace today. And that's, I think, what we all need to do. So sometimes we kind of have to remove ourselves from all these, you know, digital, electronic, social media and whatnot. And even you know, this connection via Zoom, sometimes we just get so caught up in all of this that we forget to really just live for yourself and live for that day, embrace the day, and live in that moment like my kids say. So you just reminded me that.
There's not an emoji butterfly that is as awesome as watching a real butterfly.
That's true. Or watching your two little chihuahuas rollick in the, you know, in the grass and right? and have fun. Right? I'm the same. I'm right? constantly doing the same when I walk my little dog, my little chihuahua also. So thank you for sharing that. Now for our listeners, what parting words and words of wisdom can you share with each of them? I think we've kind of touched on it, you know, a lot throughout this podcast, throughout this interview about living in the moment, living for today, and then just kind of creating a positive outlook for yourself. But what other parts, words of wisdom can you impart on them?
You know, if somebody's just the slightest bit unhappy about any part of your life, you don't look at somebody else as being responsible, but you look at the man or the woman in the mirror, and you don't continue to do the same thing. If you walk the same status quo road, you're going to get the same status quo results. But if you want more, then you do more, you add more, you go the extra mile. And any area of your life that you're not happy in, please just ask, what more can you do? Because when we add value to the world, when we add value to other people, value returns to us, and that's how we improve our lives.
Ooh, I like that. Add value to the world. So it's kind of it's almost karma. What goes around comes around. If whatever you put out is whatever intake, right?
We really can create what we want to create. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it might not be as immediate as we wish we could have created it.
Sure.
But if you keep doing the same thing positively over and over, it's impossible for positive results not to return to you.
Very good. Now, Sean, where can we follow you? You have social media, website. Want to plug that for us here?
Annie, my website, seanandersson.com, S-H-A-W-N, Sean Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.com. Every Thursday, I put out a weekly newsletter. It's called Inspiration Thursdays. It's just a quick little blog, man. I pour myself into that, trying to do what I can to push you or pull you up to your own mountaintop. If you just want a free hit every week that's going to take you no more than 2 minutes to read, go and sign up for there.
Awesome. So I will have Sean's website in the show notes below, and you can certainly sign up for his newsletter, his weekly newsletter, and get all the inspiration and wonderful bits of motivation to help you get through your day and your week and through your, you know, through your life, and help you kind of navigate your own destiny. Yeah. So awesome. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show. I really, truly appreciate it. You've really certainly lit a fire under me, I have to say. And thank you so much for all your kind words and your words of encouragement for me. So if anything, like I said, it's all therapeutic for me. And I think listeners too can also garner some, you know, valuable information and advice from you. And from learning about your world travels, you know, we can only be just a piece of who you are, then, you know, we're that much better for ourselves and for others.
Well, Annie, I consider myself really, really, really lucky to have run into you. And thank you for this opportunity to share today.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, that's it, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Annie Talks and learning about Sean Anderson, the creator of Extra Mile Day. Mark your calendar for November 1st, the day we all can celebrate Extra Mile Heroes. For more information and to get your city involved, visit extramileamerica.org. Some of my own takeaways from today's episode are: be thankful and grateful for today. embrace today, and add value to the world. All positive mindsets and all positive outlooks make for a better world to live in. Don't forget to follow Sean on social media. I will have all his links in the show notes below, so be sure to check them out. Now, before we sign off, if you aren't already subscribed to my podcast, I invite you to hit subscribe and be notified anytime we upload a new episode. If you are already subscribed, thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. But if you could please rate and review my podcast, leave a comment or two, it would really help me out and it would also help others to find this podcast. And lastly, you can follow me also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat. I will also have the link to all my social media in the show notes below. Thank you all again so much for tuning in, and keep listening to Annie Talks.
Hi, this is Sean Anderson. Today I had the great opportunity to meet Annie Rivera. And if you want to continue to be inspired, motivated by a great radio show, Annie Talks is your show.